RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And here now with the sport is Darren Frahill. Morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Rachel. What a brilliant weekend it was in sport, and especially for our Olympic hopefuls. A brilliant weekend in particular for the Walsh family. Sister and brother Michaela and Aidan Walsh, both boxers, booked their place at the Tokyo Olympics, winning at the European qualifiers in Paris. Now, Cork had the O'Donovan brothers, as we know, back in Rio. Well, now Belfast is represented by the Walsh siblings. It takes a total of five qualified boxers for the Olympics. Now, Kelly Harrington, Aoife O'Rourke secured their places at the Games on Saturday. And Brendan Irvine already there in the tournament, and Emmett Brennan has a chance to make it six. He can join them today. He faces a Swedish opponent in the Olympic box off. And also good news as well for Carolyn Hayes. She has all but secured her place at the Olympics. We had Carolyn on the show, I think it was the week before last. She finished 10th yesterday at the World Triathlon Championship Series event in Leeds. And it's all but most certain that she is there and booked her place at the Tokyo Olympic Games. What an achievement that is for her. Now, the Irish hockey team are back in action at the Euro Championships in the Netherlands. The Irish meet Scotland. It's a must win for them if they want to progress in this competition. But also, this acts as a World Cup qualifier as well. So it's a hugely significant game. They lost to the Dutch over the weekend. But Hannah McLaughlin feels the squad have learned valuable lessons from that loss.
None of us are going to walk away being 100% happy with that scoreline, but I think after the initial emotions go away and we look back and we reflect and we watch the game back, there's an awful lot of positives to take. And if we couple that with working on a few things that maybe we didn't do as well as we would have wanted to, I think it's going to be a really exciting tournament for us. I don't want this experience to pass me by and then not have enjoyed it, but I'm with an amazing group of friends doing what I love, and you know, all 18 of us, including myself, have worked extremely hard, and we all deserve to be here. We're targeting 3 points, and we're confident we can come out with that. And I think a few of the things that we didn't do to the best of our ability, we're going to get those 3 points, and then another 3 points against Spain.
Yeah, let's hope so. And you can hear there from Hannah, just the close-knit bond within that group. It's an 11:30 start. Big, big game for them, and it's live on RTÉ2 television this morning. In the Allianz Hurling League yesterday, Galway got the better of Waterford in the big game of the day. Tipperary, comfortable winners against Westmeath. Kilkenny will top Division 1B following their 10-point victory against Laois. But no one happier this morning than Offaly fans, because they have earned promotion back to Division 1. Offaly top 2A thanks to their victory against Down. And they can't be caught now with one round of games to go on that competition. Their manager is Kilkenny legend Michael Fenley, and he's been telling us how proud he is of that group, but also what attracted him to crossing over from Kilkenny to take charge of the Offaly men.
I've been an admirer of Offaly hurling. Like, one of my hardest games playing for Kilkenny Rain was 2008 in the championship. First game in Leinster, up in some Port Laois, I think. And mother of God, I came in after the half time. I'd seat missing. I had about three or four hard tackles, you know. And the game was just running 90 miles an hour. And I remember Mick Cavanagh saying to me, walking off. Like, funny enough, Mick's at me now. He said to me, "Will you avoid some of those tackles? Will you, for God's sakes, you know?" And I'm a savage, you know. The Hanafis and all these lads, so they've always been savage hurlers, and they've always been really good performances. Even in the noughties, there's some really good performances. And obviously, we know about the 90s, so really lovely brand of hurling. And at the moment, look, we're doing okay, and we've work to do still, and we've improvements to make, but we're going the right direction.
Absolutely, and interesting to note as well, losing a couple of teeth to Offaly didn't put him off taking charge of that job. Tipperary beat Offaly to progress to the semi-finals of the Littlewoods National Camogie League. In the Little Ladies Football League, wins for Donegal, Mayo and Cork, and it sees them all join Dublin in the last four. Donegal will face Cork, and Mayo will meet Dublin in those semi-finals. The Republic of Ireland are back in friendly action tomorrow against Hungary. The squad will train today in Budapest for that game. They'll do so without their skipper Seamus Coleman. He's out with a hamstring problem. And we might not be winning many games, but 19-year-old goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu, one of the highlights so far under Stephen Kenny. Not only is he a great stopper, but he is also one of the loudest on the field. I think having no crowds at these matches has given us a new appreciation for what he does. We can hear how organised he is. Well, he's been telling us why he's like that.
I suppose most of it comes probably from the fact that I've been training at a first team level from such a young age. I was in training with the Shamrock Rovers first team from the age of 14, and would have trained with them up through till 16. So being around a men's first team dressing room for that period probably just gave me the confidence and just the understanding of how to speak to your teammates and what's needed from a goalkeeper. And like you say, what confidence do I need to be able to bark out orders? But at the same time, I understand that the experienced players and the older players in the team, that's what they want from a goalkeeper. Whether you're young or old, they just want to know that there's someone behind them who has the confidence to be able to tell them where to be and when to be. I was nervous before the first game, but I didn't feel any pressure. Obviously, I wanted to do well for myself and the team. But at the end of the day, I'm just out there just doing my job. It's like in any other game for me. And I just go out there and try to enjoy it as much as I can. I felt like I performed really well in training and then I performed really well in the other games. But I'm really thankful and grateful for the confidence that he's shown in me. And all I can do is go out there and perform as best as I can to the highest level that I can and just continue to show that I'm reliable and I can perform.
Yeah, hard to believe he's still only 19. What a prospect he is. Treaty United beat Bohemians yesterday 2-1 in the SSC Electricity Women's League. Yuko Sasso has won the US Open. She became the first player from the Philippines to win that golf major in the women's game. Terrific for her. Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour after a playoff. Shane Lowry had a slow enough start, but he rallied well and finished sixth at that event. Disappointment for Andrew Porter, the Irish tighthead prop, out of the Lions Tour this summer to South Africa. He has a toe injury, suffered that in Leinster's loss to Glasgow on Friday night. And finally, very dramatic Azerbaijan Grand Prix, but Sergio Perez was the last man standing, came out with a big win for him there in Baku. That is all your sport for now.